Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Mason County Royals baseball coach Jason Butler. Butler is in his third season leading the program. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and talk Mason County baseball with Coach Jason Butler right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We have Mason County Royals baseball coach Jason Butler in studio. Jason, at the time of this recording, 12-11. Played a very tough schedule this year. You've played a lot of tough teams, and you challenged your guys since you've taken over, but tough road this season.
Yeah, year three under my direction. I started with this group of sophomores 3 years ago that are now seniors and knew that we were really, really talented. So each year I've tried to amp that schedule up a little bit and to challenge our kids, because every game that we're playing from March 13th game opener against Powell County all the way up through the next week or so, they're all practice games anyways. That's the way you got to treat them. But at the same time, you've got to challenge your kids. You don't get better by going and run ruling teams consecutively in games throughout the weeks of the season. So to say, yes, tough, it's probably one of the tougher schedules that I can remember in baseball history at Mason County.
Hey, look at the schedule. You guys beat Powell County to open the year. They win the 2A state championship. You get beat by Round, who's probably one of the top two teams in the 16th there in the 2A. So, I mean, just one of those tough grinds.
Yeah, baseball is really, really good in the 10th region. It's really, really good in the 16th region. We've stepped out of region and played in the 8th region a few times, the 14th region as well. But our opening on the road to Powell County, and we come away a 6-5 winner. And, you know, then the 2A in-season tournament, the unlikely draw, we draw Round County, which is, like you said, very good. They've got three or four players that are going to play collegiately. Well-ran program up there. We compete with them, 7-3 game. It was 3-3 going into the sixth inning, but they ended up getting us, and then they had to turn around and play Powell. And I think everybody in the 2A was thinking winner of the Mason Round would represent the section in Owensboro in the state tournament, but then Powell County turns around and beats Round. And, you know, it's so much parity in baseball, and it really all the spring sports as far as athletics is concerned. And Round County, they've been ranked in the Power Top 25 this year, and Powell County comes in this week at number 24. So the pieces are there for us, and, you know, I think amping that schedule up and playing these caliber of teams that we've played is only going to make us better, hopefully, in these next couple weeks when it's really, really important as we enter postseason.
We talked there to Sweet 16. That was before you went to Clarksville, Tennessee. You went 0-4, but three of those games were right down the wire, lost to Slugfest 16-10, but I know played really good teams down there.
Yeah, competitive. We faced a team out of Oregon, Ohio, which is near the Toledo area. That game, right off the rip, a 3-0 game. We pitched Landon in that, and really one mistake pitch. I know he would like to have back, but that was basically what happened. It went over the fence there and kind of kick-started them to a 2-0 lead. But 3-0, we competed. We actually ran ourselves out of a few innings in that game, and then we turned back around and play a team out of Mattoon, Illinois, which is right outside of Illinois, University of Illinois. Noise College, and really, really good baseball team. Porter throws in that game. We actually out hit Mattoon, Illinois 7-2, but just couldn't punch runs through. One mistake pitch again that I know Eli would love to have back, and that game's a different outcome. Day three, they shift us on the east side of Clarksville, and we play the host team there, Northeast Clarksville, Tennessee. Jumped out to an early lead, and then, you know, kind of pitching went south for us, and they tripped us up 16-10. It was still a competitive ball game. And then, you know, we played the number one team out of Clarksville there to a 4-3 loss in game two before we headed back home to Maysville to conclude that spring break. But Travis, that's spring break trip. It's hard to beat the one that we took last year when we took them to Tampa, Florida. And, of course, you know, the beach and letting kids be kids as well as playing some really good baseball. But the Clarksville, Tennessee trip was really, really good. Kids had a great time. We were able to get the kids to Nashville on the strip, and they enjoyed that. Again, you know, during that week, it's not only baseball. You got to let kids be kids. And I think everything worked out in that manner successfully for those kids. So,
Mexican baseball program is on Facebook. I know you had people sponsor, Jason, businesses and individuals, the meals every night where the kids had to spend very little money.
Tremendous amount of support these kids get since I've been at the helm as their head coach. And, you know, I've really tried to garner that support in baseball because these kids are great character, quality kids that do so much, not only on the baseball diamond, but they're also visible and do great things in our community. I've got four or five kids on my team that are umpiring right down here at Wall Park and giving back to the younger kids. And that's a win-win for our baseball program, for our school system, and also for our community. But you're right, to the credit, we had three really good meals in Clarksville thanks to the sponsorship providing those meals. Those people were Zach and Julie Horch, Scotty and April Eastep, Chad Ziegler at CNS Express and Ridgeview Builders. He's an alumnus of the Mason County Baseball Program. He knows what it takes, and he's been there not only last year when we went to Florida, but also this year in Tennessee. So I want to thank him as well. And then the trip to Nashville was provided by one of the players on our team, Justin Youngman's mother, Jamie Sutton, and her husband. So tremendous support there, not only on that trip to Clarksville, but our banner sign sponsorships. I believe we're up to 36 that are hanging across the fence row at our baseball field. Our text telethon that we did, people kicked in money at that time as well. Very grateful to our community, our sponsors individually, outside of businesses. Can't thank you enough. So on behalf of our program, our players, our school, thank you so much.
At the time of this recording, again, you guys are 12-11. You played Fleming last night. We don't know the outcome of that game again because we're pre-recording it. You know, you coach basketball 20-plus years. Is there a dog days of the season for baseball? I know with the weather, sometimes you get rainouts, but about 2 weeks left in the season. Is there that kind of effect in baseball?
Yeah, it's a good point. A couple weeks ago when we had a tremendous amount of rain, it canceled a couple games. We had, I think, three on the schedule for that week. Two of those got canceled, and then one team, the day, I think it was Friday, canceled me. So we're coming off Tennessee trip where we play four games, so there's a likelihood chance that we don't play at all that week. And I was on email and on the phone as late as 10 o'clock that Friday night. The only coach that was able to successfully reach and agree to play was Lawrence County. And that's a two-hour trip on a Saturday. And it was at a 5 p.m. game. We went down there and played just one game. So that's the things you do. The grinding, not only outside of just coaching on the field. Those are the things that you do for your kids and try to put them into situations to keep them in some kind of a routine. Yeah, we were able to practice that week indoors, thankfully, for our STEAM Academy facility. But, you know, we went down there, and it was really good because we go to another region, out-of-region school, very quality Lawrence County team, and our bats seemed like we had hit every day that week because they came to life there in a 12-0 win. So, yeah, the dog days in now baseball, whether it's at the highest level at MLB, college, down to high school, you're always fighting some nagging injuries this time of the year, and we've been banged up over the last 3 weeks. We've suffered a season-ending injury to Eli Porter, our senior. That unfortunate incident happened while we were in Clarksville. It's just a freak accident that happened coming out of the batter's box, but injury to his left hand, mainly the thumb area. He had surgery a week later. He's out for the season.
He's out for senior.
Yeah, it's never good for any kid, but for a senior and as much baseball as the kid has played, not only in his high school, middle school days at Mason County, but also in the summertime. I mean, his family dedicates their life to their kids and baseball, and it's just very unfortunate. We've kind of used him in some other roles with his leadership for the younger kids and kind of giving him some tasks to do within our team to keep him involved in and let him know that he is a very important piece. Even though he's not able to help us on the field, he's still an important piece to our program.
You guys kicked off the grand opening. Augusta had played a couple games, but the official ribbon cutting there of their new facility, partnership with the Reds,
back on April the 16th. You won 22-6, and kudos to Craig Miller and Robin Kelsch and the superintendent and the team at Augusta to make that happen. But I know that was a phenomenal evening there.
Yeah, it was. I got the call from Craig telling me that we were going to be part of that festivity, and I was like really, really excited for our kids to be a part of something like that in growth in that community, that school system, for not only the kids that are in uniform for Augusta right now, but also it's got to provide some enthusiasm for those younger kids that are in that school system down there to want to take an interest in a game of baseball or softball. And hopefully that works out for that school system. I mean, they do tremendous things down at Augusta. The leadership from Robin Kelch at the high school, Jason Henson, the athletic director, and Craig Miller's really taken, alongside Mr. Kelch, Robin Kelch, an interest in baseball and trying to, I guess, amp that program up as well. So I look for good things to come out of their program in the years to come. And with a facility like that, which is not done yet, totally, is going to do nothing short of being great for those kids. So congratulations to them. I actually got to see a classmate that sang the national anthem that night, and Heather French Henry. It was really good to be a part of that, and glad our kids could be exposed to it.
You got a win this week. You beat Estill County 9-5, scored 9 runs there in the last couple innings. So talk about that rally from your team.
Well, really, that was probably, if there's going to be a staple win thus far, that's the one. Because the week before, we played the likes of Bourbon, Harrison, and Scott County, which was an add-on game that I found just to keep our kids in routine. But we go 0-3 last week and played 3 really tough teams there. And then Estill County comes in, who put us out in the 2A last year. And Coach Crow at Estill County's got a great baseball team. I mean, they are really good. Those guys stepped off the bus and they look like men. They came in, jumped on us early, 5-0. Cray Fight on the mound for us, who's generally a pretty good neutralizer of a pitcher. You know he's going to command the zone. And they came off the bus, hit, and then we finally scratched in the 5th and 6th inning for 9 unanswered runs and dealt Estill County a 9-5 loss. And if that game goes south and we are 0-4, I don't know what kind of conversation you and I are having right now, Travis. That's how important the dog days of baseball, which you referred to, that's how important one win can be. And it really kind of jump-started us to, we played next Augusta, which was an 18-4 win for us in a district seed game. So we're 2-0 this week, and then we end this week with Montgomery. So a 4-0 potential week is outstanding for us as we head into the final regular season week.
Yeah, you got just about a week and a half left. Yeah. A couple big seed games coming up. May the 8th, you host Bracken County here in Maysville, and then May the 14th, you play at Bracken. Bracken's having a phenomenal season, 12-7. They won the All-A, won their first game, got beat by a good Sayre team, but should be 2 battles there, and I know you would like people to come out and support your guys next week.
I mean, it always is with us in Bracken. Coach Griff does a tremendous job over there with those kids. He's got some veteran kids at the top of his lineup, and kudos to them. They're having a remarkable season. They were able to, like you said, advance in the All-A. They beat a very good Beachwood team. So, you know, it's going to be really what comes down to is your pitching, who's going to be better there, and I think timely hitting and working runners, advancing runners on bases. Once you get them there, you got to advance them. It's always going to be a battle, but you know those kids over there, I don't want to start naming too many of those names, but a lot of their kids at Bracken I'm close with as well. They're tremendous kids, good character kids, and I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully our kids are as well, and they step up to the challenge, and you know we're able to come out on the winner's side of things and, you know, get ready for district tournament.
Let's run down your roster there, Jason. Just briefly mention each kid and say a little about them.
Yeah, in recent weeks have just brought up an 8th grader, Carter Ruark. He plays for our middle school team, but we have brought him up to fill a couple of needs that we have, not only in the field during JV games as well, but also pitching. So Carter has just been brought up. And then our freshmen are Justin Youngman, Marquise Bluford, Luke Butler. Our sophomores, Micah Payne, Mason Grooms, Hayden Workman, Brady Mefford, Logan Crockett, and Tate Carrington. Our juniors, Cole Horch, Cray Fight, Cole Messer, Nick Maines, Miles Kern. And then our 4 seniors include Eli Porter, Nate Bazzotti, Landon Seeley, and Connor Butler.
Now, 2 seed games left, but it's all played in one day. So how important is it to get that 1 seed and not have to play 2 games that day?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, they just said that. There was some discussions about playing both games in one day. That fell by the wayside. So getting that one seed and not having to play until Wednesday of that week. Augusta, keeping Baki as their ace pitcher, no doubt's going to throw that first game, whoever they play. So, you know, that game's not a given. When you've got pitching on the mound, it can always keep you in games. And, of course, on the other side of that, whoever that opponent is, it's going to have to throw a pretty good pitcher as well. So then that offsets what I guess in the best case scenario is you could have two pitchers, two of your best, for Wednesday's game in the district final. So that one seed is huge. We've been fortunate enough my first 2 years to have that. Hopefully our kids remain hungry to keep that. But, you know, those games are still coming May 8th and May 14th. May 8th is at Mason County, May 14th at Bracken. We need fans out for both of those games. It's very, very important that we have great support at our field on those days. One quick note, Travis, Senior Day is going to be observed May 6th. That's this coming Monday, and the opponent's going to be Nicholas County, and Senior Day activities will begin at 5:30 p.m. as we celebrate our four seniors that I just mentioned.
I misspoke earlier, and you corrected me on that, but the district will be played at Augusta.
Yes.
And then the first round will be May 20th, and
right,
the 22nd, the championship. So, again, the one seed's still huge, no matter if you play two games in a day or 2 days later.
Yes. I mean, you know, having that extra day, because teams are still playing that week before. Juggling your pitching and positioning that for days rest from the previous start. Coaches and the rainouts, I mean, it's just, it's all over the map. And, you know, I'm in constant communication with my coaches and lining these days out at best fit and keeps arms at, if Landon pitches tonight, then we certainly don't want to use him any time before next Friday, basically. Kind of how we're finagling the calendar. I've never owned a calendar, really, and never really looked at my phone calendar very much until this year. Just tell you that right now. So,
speaking of coaches, mention those.
Yeah. I mean, tremendous amount of help. These guys have been with me in some role 3 years now. Coach Troy Pugh, you know, Coach Pugh was previous middle school coach years past. He's been with me now for 2 years. Coach Tyler Baxter has been with me all three of my years. He's at the high school. Really important role for Tyler to be in the school system, to be at the call of our kids while they're in a normal day of school activity, and does a tremendous job. My JV coach, Roscoe Fite. Roscoe has joined the staff this first year, but he's always been behind the scenes for me in years past. Coaches first base for me. Does a tremendous job. Of course, you know, his kid has traveled the country playing baseball in the summertime, so a lot of the stuff that he takes away from that play with his son over the summer, he's instituted into our program here. Very thankful for not only his coaching responsibilities that he performs, but also he takes care of our field as well. Very knowledgeable about that in years past from working with Jim Brown. And then pitching coach and bench coach in the dugout, Mike Toomey. Bones has been with us, not only myself, but with previous coaches. So he's an alumnus, takes great pride in Mason County baseball. Huge asset. All my coaches are huge assets to these kids. And these kids, the relationships they have with him is really, really good, and that's very important. So, and then of course, field maintenance, Jimmy Brown. He takes care of Wall Park, takes care of some of Tom Browning Boys and Girls Club, and he has a contract with Mason County Schools to perform field duties as well for our baseball program. So very appreciative of those folks. Can't do it, takes a village. Can't do it without my great coaching staff. I put my coaching staff up against anybody in the 10th region. Very grateful for those guys as well, and very appreciative of our administration, you know, Mr. Ross, from downtown up to our principals at the high school, Seth Faulkner, Chris Olery, Jeremy Hawkins. Those guys do a great job of communicating with me. We've got a great relationship, as well as our ADs, Dylan Applegate and Brian Kirk.
Looking at the region, Campbell's undefeated right now. Clark and Campbell are both undefeated. Of course, Bourbon's had a nice season. Can't count out Harrison. You guys, Bracken, obviously that one seed matters because you want a district runner-up, but yeah. I guess you could see a lot of good games.
Well, I think this is one of the years where you could be a district runner-up and possibly get probably the same draw. I mean, there's so much parity in our region for baseball this year. I mean, I don't know that there's a standout, clear-cut team like there has been in years past. Campbell County's been really, really good. GRC is always going to be there. Of course, Mike and Harrison County always going to be there as well. And their traditions alone puts them at the forefront, but I think you've got to put us in that fold as well. And, you know, at Bourbon County, you know, they came in, they got a really good pitcher that pitched against us. Of course, you know, that's probably going to be used out. That's why it's important to win your district, because then you're going to get a loser of a district, even though there's not much drop-off in the teams as far as records and their talent and skill level and all that and their win-loss record. It's just, it's basically comes down to pitching and who's going to be better that night. I don't know if it necessarily, if you're ranked in the top 25 and you're number one in the region, guarantees you anything this year in our region as far as being that favorite.
Final thing here, I know working on a new tennis facility there behind the baseball program. I know there's softball program at some point is going to get their own field. Hopefully you've had some improvements as well. The school system, they can't do everything, but you've seen some improvements to the baseball facility. And I know you still want more. Everybody wants new improvements, but I know it takes time.
Yeah, one of the things when I took the job 3 years ago, conversations with Mr. Ross, our athletic administration at the high school, I told him, I'm like, I think anybody would want things to happen at a snap of a finger overnight. I know realistically that's not going to happen. I started small with some wishes. Everything that I had asked for small in manner, they came through. And I'm forever grateful to Mr. Ross and his assistants downtown support, our high school support as well. You know, everything from a new scoreboard. You may not think that's a big thing, but it beautifies our field as well. You know, I mean, people were taking notice to that. Obviously, they're looking at scoreboard during the ballgame. New bullpens. We got a new storage building out there. The hitting cage in between our field and the middle school was an addition as well. Concrete in the dugouts. Before, it was gravel. No drainage or nothing like that. So all of those things, those were the baby step things to hopefully what's coming our way when these renovations start with, you know, several athletic programs. I know some of that stuff's already started. I've been told basically when our season concludes next month to be prepared that some of these things are going to take shape at our existing baseball field. And hey, I'm all about it. You know, I met with the architects and engineers, gave my what I would like. Hopefully all that stands firm and holds up. And, you know, next season we're playing under some newer stuff. And that excites me. That excites our coaches. More importantly, I think it'll excite our kids, not only at the high school level, but those that come and play middle school and below them, Travis. So, you know, it's one of those things. You're always going to be in support. You may not agree on things, but at the same time, you control the controllables. And that's what I teach my kids, so why would I be any differently? So with that being said, I look forward not only to the final 2-3 weeks of this season, but also to what great things might lie ahead for Mason County baseball in the future.
Jason, thanks for coming down today, and best of luck rest of the year.
Thank you.
Again, that was Mason County baseball coach Jason Butler. Coach Butler also wanted to add a big thank you to Mr. Mason County Matt Miller for all he does in his support staff role for the players and baseball program. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As I alluded to earlier, the 39th District Baseball Tournament will be played May 20th and 22nd at Augusta. On May 20th, it'll be the number 2 seed in the district versus Augusta. The winner of that game will play the number 1 seed in the championship on May the 22nd. Again, the number 1 and number 2 seed are still up for grabs between Mason County and Bracken County. The 39th District Softball Tournament will be played at Bracken County on May the 21st. It's Mason County versus Augusta at 5:30. Bracken County will await the winner of that game in the championship at 7 o'clock again on May the 21st. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.